Blog Talk Radio.
Na 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 na.
Good, but my friend Gordon's in the room here, and he's got some announcements. Okay, he's got a couple of announcements. I think he could have sent it as one email, Gordon, but I'm finding him here. Okay, let's see. Immediate release from Gordon. No name. That's no name in a bag of chips. Turns 25. New York's Best Damn Comedy Variety Show Silver Anniversary Celebration at Word Up Bookshop on Tuesday, February 26th. That's going to be awesome. All right, let's see who we got here. Okay, it's a great room, you guys. You got to go check it out. Let me get you the address, too. So if you go to No Name and a Bag of Chips or No Name New York City at Hotmail.com for more information, you can find it. It's at the Word Up Community Bookshop, Liberia Communitaria in Washington Heights, corner of 163rd and Amsterdam, and admission is free. Okay, No Name and a Bag of Chips. They're also on Facebook. What else have we got here? Let's see. They have regulars like Leanne Lord, storyteller Michelle Carlo, Dave Lester, Lee Allen Barrett, and they'll always be free chips. My friends love the chips she won last time. That's No Name and a Bag of Chips, so check them out. I got a lot of Gordons here this morning, so I'm going to try to get them all in because he's such a darn nice guy. Okay, where's the other one, Gordon? Here we go. Okay, again, here's another one for immediate release. G. Balcom. The Mosquito actress Nancy Giles hosts monthly comedy show at Dixon Place Lounge. That's tonight, Monday, at 7:30. Let's see. You know her from China Beach. She's really good, but you also know her from her commentaries on the news on ABC. Let's see. I think ABC, CBS. I don't want to say the wrong one. Anyway, she does a great commentary, and it's a great cast list. It's Dixon Place, 161A Christie Street, between Rivington and Delancey Street. That's Rivington and Delancey. So check that out. That's going to be a fun show. I see people that perform there, Pat Gandera, Cynthia Kaplan, Perry Gaffney, Catherine Rosetta, Sheila Head, Susan Byrne, Sue Giles, Nancy Shane, and more. Check that out. Dixon Place. Okay. What else have we got? One more from Gordon. Okay. Bear with me, Betty Jo. I know you're there. Okay. I hear you. See, you got the phone open. Okay. One more from Gordon. And that's actress Nikki Sunshine brings her solo show Confessions to the Wow Cafe Theater. That's in February for the 9th, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. It's a great show. I highly recommend it at the Wow Cafe, 59-61st East 4th Street in Manhattan. Four shows. Check it out. That's Saturday, February 9th, 23rd, and Sunday, the 24th. And a 3 p.m. Friday, and the 22nd at 7 p.m. I've given all the times. Okay. Hey, they have discounted tickets, might be available for seniors and students with ID. So you want to check that out. Confessions is a true story. It's a great play. Go check it out. Betty Jo, now I'm looking for you. Betty Jo Tucker. I've been doing all my promos up front. What have I done, like 5 minutes of promos so far? Okay. Okay, promos here. Betty Jo, it's Black History Month, and it's going to be Guess Who's Coming to Dinner on Demand. You want to check that out. That's going to be good. Okay, that was a groundbreaking film. Betty Jo Tucker movie out of headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Boy, am I tired. The chat room is, if you want to try to get to it. It's always a little bit of work. Oh, what isn't, right?
Hi, I'm Aloha, the good time girl. It's Sunday. I slip my tan young body into a blue serge suit. I love the way it feels. Tossing a hibiscus flower into my goldfish bowl, I light a tie stick and watch my pet angelfish die. I guess the water wasn't the right temperature. Life's funny that way. I wonder what Wally's up to these days. I haven't seen him since I set his little sister on fire. It was just a joke. Boy, nobody knows how to laugh anymore. Too bad about Wally. I really thought we had something special. Oh well, easy come, easy go. Reaching for a bottle of Molson Ale, I pop the top off with my teeth. Makes it taste better that way. I'm a fun girl. Why can't I keep a guy? Why ask why? Well, it's getting late. I wouldn't want to miss the only real pleasure I get out of life. Where is that can of kerosene? You know, some people wait for things to happen. Not me. Damn, why do I have to be so responsible? I guess I'm just that kind of girl. Sensitive, you know? Kicking a sleeping cat out of my way, I embark on my most favorite pastime. I'm going to burn that photo mat right down to the ground. It's the little things in life that really make me happy. Who knows? Maybe tonight I'll get lucky. Meet some guy. Get married. Have kids. Settle down. Nah. Why spoil a good thing?
Now, little Carosa.
Ladies, would you mind leaving the room for a moment? I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men, is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hairdryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling too. The Exhaler from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze-It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carosa and the Tom Carosa Orchestra performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you?
Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell.
I thought that June would be ringtime, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places. She liked to dance and dine, but she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke. Yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy, her kisses were just like wine, but she turned out to be the real friend of a healed friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line, but she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. Life to me was just one big thrill, yeah. Nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? 'Cause she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine.
And now the comedy reflections of my young friend, Flip Wilson.
Everyone knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America, right? Everybody knows it. Even a dropout knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America. The thing is that very few people know that as a kid, this was all Columbus would talk about, discovering America. In fact, let me give you my concept of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. See? Columbus lived as a kid in a little town with his mother and father. That was cool. He wasn't working. Had to live with his mother and father. As a kid, this was all he would talk about. The neighbors thought he was off his cookie. And he'd come by, he'd be there in the yard there playing, and they'd lean over the fence and they'd say, Christopher Columbus, what are you going to do when you're grown up? And he'd say, I'm going to discover America. They'd say, you better cut that out. You know there isn't any America. You know the world is square. And Chris would say, they sure are. At 35, when he'd gotten out of grammar school, he arranged an audience with the Queen, Queen Isabel, Isabel Johnson. Queen's name, Isabel Johnson, and she asked him about this America project, and Chris tells her, if I don't discover America, there's not going to be a Benjamin Franklin. Or a Star-Spangled Banner in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and no Ray Charles. When the Queen heard no Ray Charles, she panicked. The Queen said, Ray Charles! You gonna find Ray Charles? Is he in America? Chris says, sure, that's where all those records come from. The Queen's excited. She's running through the halls of the castle, screaming, Chris gonna find Ray Charles. He's going to America on that boat. What you say? Chris is fucking on. She wrote him out a traveler's check. Chris runs to the local Army Navy store. He buys 3 used ships, 2 pair of fatigues, some shades. Then he got his supplies for the trip. He bought 2 chicken sandwiches, 5 cases of booze, and a small 7-up. Small soda. He brought a small soda. 7 small sodas. Then he's ready to leave. Photographers and the reporters are all at the pier to see him off. All the girls are there. They're excited and screaming, goodbye, Columbus. He's gone on that boat. He's gone to America. Isabel was saying, she'd open one of those bottles of booze. Isabel saying, Chris gonna find Ray Charles. I said, be cool, Isabel. Will you be cool? Then he turns to the first mate. He said, weigh anchor. About 10 minutes later, the guy said, 7,482 pounds. Chris said, look, just put it in the boat, okay? Don't weigh it, just put it in the boat. When he'd gotten out of the harbor, first mate said, Chris, which way is America? Chris said, I don't know. We're going to have to sail around when we bump into it. So we better go this way. If we go that way, we'll sail off the edge like them other guys. 100 days later, the men are ready to mutiny. Chris has been goofing. He's been going through a bit like, back up, make a right, watch out for the edge. First mate says, come here, Chris. So Chris, look at me when I'm talking to you. So the men are ready to mutiny. Cabin boy said that if you don't find America in 2 days, he's going to give you a shot in the mouth. Right then, a piece of wood floats by the ship. Chris said, there's a piece of wood. So we're not far from America. That's American wood. And I know American wood when I see it. First mate said, why don't you cut that out? It's a piece of the ship. They're breaking up on it. Right then, the guy in the mast yells, land ho! Chris said, what does that mean? So that means he sees land. Well, pull over. Pull over. Maybe that's America. You guys are going to pass right by. You don't even know America. That is America. So look at all those spacious skies. Those amber waves of grain. Just dig that purple mountain's majesty. I bet there's fruit out there on the plain. It's a big holiday in America that day. Big holiday called Not Having Been Discovered Yet Day. All the Indians on the beach there celebrating. They got sandwiches, 6 packs, 3 or 4 bags, whatever it is they're putting in the pipe. Chris leans over the side of the ship. He says, hey, y'all, Where is it?
Very attractive little Indian girl said,
why? What's your name? What you want coming around here in them ships?
See, my name's Christopher Columbus. I'm out discovering. So I'm going to discover America. I'm going to discover y'all. The little Indian girl said,
we don't want to be discovered. You can't discover nobody if they don't want to be discovered. You better discover yourself away from here.
First mate said, Chris, they're hostile. Chris said, yeah, and they're mad, too. Said, well, we're going in there anyway. That's America. They can't keep us out of there. Let down the longboat. And they let down the longboat, which was really a short boat on the side of the big boat. They called it the longboat because they had a peewee boat, but they weren't going to use that. They pile into the boat. They're heading into the shore. The men are laying down the boat because the Indians are throwing rocks and spears, flaming arrows, tree trunks. First mate said, Chris, we better not go in there. Those Indians are crazy. Chris said, turn the boat around. We'll leave. We'll make a map and give it to the pilgrims. Pilgrims will fix their wagon.
Chunky. Tell me, can you swim, Jim?
No, Jim cannot swim.
Then step upon this plank, son, on the river bank, son, which I have carefully arranged so that it will suddenly tip up and throw you into 30 feet of muddy water as you upset the trim by stepping on the rim, Jim.
Okay, stop forgetting me, is it, Captain?
Of course not, dear boy. Just walk along it a bit further.
Ready, Harding. Ah, here I am. On the edge of the nice little wooden crab plank. Take a lovely day for a naughty plank, well. You're drowning me. I do not like this game. I got this. When I say I trust you, I don't want to be drowned, because I do not like that kind of game, blues. I don't like naughty tricks that go splooty splat. They say harm can come to a young lad like that. And I do not like explosions that blow me back for Christmas out of my LC sights of potting shoes. I don't like being wetted by nasty April showers. And I do not like being nutted by Eiffel and Blackpool Towers. So I do not want to be found in nutted, deaded, headed, flatted, headed. I don't like that kind of sad blues. I don't like that. I've got skin, blin, button, blues.
Still alive? Take this cigarette, pet.
Good time.
No, don't like it yet, pet.
That I won't be dead or nothing, Captain.
No, no, don't be frightened.
All right, then. I'll just put a match to it and... Here, I can find you. You're digging me again. I can't play this button game no more. Yeah. Picks up fretted kneecaps, replaces lug in luggo, and exits through little hole in middle of back out.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's near the side, isn't it?
The goons are very funny. That was, for those of you nostalgic, that was Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan. And I think there's one more person, but the Peter Sellers was such a great mimic in doing voices. Just endless fun, right? What are we down to here? Okay. Oh, all right. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Betty Jo, get going again. Okay, and don't forget, you can see Cake, A Love Story, with yours truly in it, me. And that's available on Amazon. So check it out, Cake, A Love Story. It's based on our life. You can also look it up. It Had to Be Us, the book on, I believe it's on Amazon. And you can read it there if you want, based on a true story. Cake, A Love Story. Very sweet movie, I have to say. Not just because I'm in it. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And don't forget, my delightful CDs are available on CD Baby. So check them out there. Why don't we go out with a song, a little story behind it. I worked with this young pianist at the time, now a grown man. He was 12. And I just told him, play me a little something, and I'm going to riff something on that. And I took a monologue, and I turned it into this upcoming song. So here it goes. This is available on CD Baby as well. This is for you, Betty Jo. Boom.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know, how my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Have it. This has been What's the Buzz, New York, with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. All right, I'm closing up the chat room. Boom, that's closed, and I'll be ending my show now. Everybody have a great day, and remember to pay somebody a compliment, because we all need them. We do. All right, thank you for listening to What's Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Big kiss. Bye-bye.
Who's that? I got 5 seconds, 7, 3 seconds, 2, 1.